We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jumping off in our fourth and final hour of Sports Talk. Good to have you aboard, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control, taking your calls on our Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Lines. Prosper, we're going to get to you. First, though, Bobby, Mike, and myself sat down with Nickel State wide receiver, now currently Saints wide receiver, number 84. We talked about him, and Bobby and I both feel like he can certainly run better than little Jordan Humphrey, and he has a chance to make this team on the practice squad. Here is that interview with Dejon Dixon.
Dejon, a couple days away from first preseason game against the Texans. How anxious are you to get that underway?
I'm very anxious. I've been putting in the work. On game days, on Saturday night, it's the time to go and show everything that you've always worked for. And I'm just excited to just put on for the hometown and for the team.
Before we go anywhere else, explain the painted toenails. The significance there.
The significance of the painted toenails. It's just me tapping into my superstar self. It's not really too much to it. It's like a feel-good thing. I am who I am, and that's just a way of expressing that. Yep.
And Dejon, I can relate to you where playing here, late 80s, early 90s. I grew up at South Lafourche, 50 miles from here. So playing for the hometown team, do you feel like you're not just when you're representing, and that's going to be in Houston, your very first game, that you're not only playing for yourself, but it might be your friends, your family members, and they're all cheering for you. And as a little boy, I know we all dreamed of putting on that black and gold uniform.
Yep. I've always been a Saints fan. It's a blessing, like I said. And you're right. I mean, I don't feel like I'm just playing for myself. I'm living, and I don't really even feel like I'm just living for myself. I mean, I have my own dreams and aspirations, but it's bigger than me. It's always been bigger than me. I have a mom, a single parent. I have two younger siblings, well, three, and I have a son. So it's bigger than me. I'm doing it for those guys.
Dejon, in watching you at Nichols, first time I saw you hit on the field, I tell Rebo, man, they must have got Marcus Colston out of retirement. Put him out there. Because you sort of built like what Marcus was, but I've always told him this. You are the most supremely confident athlete I've seen at Nichols State since Ladarius Webb.
Yeah.
He played 9 years there. Comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge trait for you.
Yeah. I mean, comfortability, that just comes with, how you handle yourself and the work that you put in and, the relationships that you build, in order to feel comfortable, to feel like yourself, to be at peace. Life is what you make it, and I feel like I made it to where I was comfortable, I was able to perform at my best, and, that's what I'm looking forward to doing here.
At Nichols, you didn't see a lot of single coverage, okay? Mm-hmm. They always got somebody in a bracket, double coverage after you, and you beat a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So, one of your greatest traits, going up, contested catches, you do a fantastic job of that.
Thank you.
That's just your physicality.
Yeah.
We have two really good veterans in that locker room, in that receiving room, Mike Thomas and Jarvis Landry. How much are you picking their brain, getting feedback from them?
I'm always listening to the questions that they ask. I'm seeing things that they write down. At practice, I'm talking to Mike Thomas. I'm talking to Jarvis to see why they ran this route this specific way. And since me and Mike I'm more of the same body type. You know, he always tell me, like, you know, use more of my size, be more physical, you know, bring the pressure to the DB just so that they could back off the line. And obviously I'm versatile. I'm able to transition in and out of my routes, and I'm able to move faster. So if I want it to be the way that I want it to be, I have to make it that way so that I'm not, the DB is not comfortable.
And Dejan, look at one thing I've noticed watching, I guess, your work ethic. You can't control how many times you're going to be targeted, but able to come down with receptions. Like if you have one target, you got one reception. If you got three targets, you end up having three receptions. That's one thing I've noticed, and you're probably that most confident in your hands, like making those contested catches. But what would you say? I mean, you want to be great at everything. Would you say your speed, your size, or your hands? Because I've noticed how well you catch the ball. So what would you think is your greatest asset?
You can check all of them off,
I'm
right?
About to say.
I
could check all the boxes, honestly. I'm not the fastest person on the field, but
Fast enough.
Yeah, I'm fast enough. And for my size, I feel like my speed would be underestimated. So I feel like I could check all the boxes.
Okay, now when you look at one thing, because you probably never did this in the past, because you obviously, they count on you. We don't want to get you hurt. We need you as an offensive weapon. What do you think your role is going to be come Saturday night on special teams? Are you a gunner, or what are they going to ask you to do?
I've been practicing that gunner. I've been practicing at the L2 on kickoff, the right end on punt block return.
Is that something that's been new to you? Because you probably never did that in the car.
Tim didn't want him to do special teams.
Yeah, this is my first time. But I enjoy it, though.
More you could do, right?
Yeah, the more you could do, that's like more availability. So, I mean, I'm here for it. I mean, I'm just having fun for real.
Dejan, we had Chase Fourcade on a couple months back. I said, man, give me a moment. And he said, man, Mike, I could give you a bunch of catch moments with Dejan that I see he's guarding. He comes up with it. Mm-hmm. So the one thing I always remember, we beat Kansas.
Yeah.
And he said that morning, he's on the phone with me. Hey, forget about Kansas. We got to worry about the next opponent. Let's go out there and practice.
One moment that I remember with Chase, we have a lot of moments, but we did beat Kansas, and I felt like we should have beat them like way worse than we beat them. And you know, a lot of people was excited. I was excited that we won, but I felt like we could have really did better. So we was out there the next day with Chase, and I'm telling them, like, you know, we can't really just get comfortable with beating people like, you know, about 7 points or whatever. Like, we better than that. So we was out there working. I sent them, like, long paragraphs, saying a lot of stuff. And just, you know, I just want to be great, and I want everybody else around me to be great. So, you know, never settle.
This offseason, you worked out with CJ, right? Curtis Johnson?
Yes.
What did he bring to the table to help elevate your game?
So I was supposed to get the offseason playbook from him. Never really got it. I still have his number. I'm going to get it from him. But we put in a lot of work. He told me coming into camp, you know, what the receiver coach was going to expect, you know, the type of things that they work on, what they look at. So we worked on that, and I mean, I came here and I've been doing that.
So it was pretty close to what CJ had told you.
Yeah.
So I know CJ was always big on this. I know if it's a run play, there's no time to take off, right? And if you have a blocking assignment, they expect you. That's one thing, you know, like you said, more you could do. Even on a run play that you do in your assignment and run blocking.
Yeah. If we're in like a close split, most of the time we block it most dangerous, either the safety or the cornerback. I like the block. I mean, that's fun too, being physical, being able to manhandle another man. I mean, like you said, the more you can do, the better off you are. And I'm just looking forward to doing my job.
To think about you and Racy both getting a chance in the NFL. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Two guys, same high school.
Yeah, that's amazing. I talk to him about that like almost every week. you know, just the things that we talked about, the doors we talked about opening once we get here, is all coming to life. Now we just got to stay at it.
And he's made that mark on special teams, man. He's awesome on that special teams unit.
I'm looking forward to him being the number one guy over there in Tennessee.
The opening's there now. Yeah. Opening's there.
He's got the capability.
Dejon, thanks. Good luck Saturday, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
Dejon Dixon, former Nickel State product, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick will step away and come back, get to K-Dog's Dogs, also from Dennis Allen, sound from Dennis Allen, along with Trevor Penning, Prosper as well, so plenty to come this hour.
Hey, Christian, you know who's, as we go to the break, you know who's the most famous Nickel State wide receiver in the NFL, and it has Tampa Bay Buccaneer records? From Church Point, Louisiana,
who's
played
that?
Nickel State, Mark Carrier.
Mark Carrier, yeah, I remember him.
Mark Carrier, when we beat them to solidify we were going to playoffs in 1987, look at a game. Look up Mark Carrier, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what he did against the Saints and the Dome Patrol defense as far as receptions. No, he has records that he still holds for the Buccaneers from Nickel State.
You're making him really uncomfortable.
He still has records. Now that's what you got to look up to as far as Nickel State wide receiver history.
This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not just running backs. The tackling part of the game, you know, we've got to experience that defensively. You know, we haven't tackled yet, so it'll be good to get out there and actually play a real live game and have some tackling going on. Anybody that possesses the ball has to understand that it's different when we're in a thud tempo than when we're tackling to the ground, and we got to make sure that we're protecting the football. So, and you don't really get to experience that until you actually go through it. And so that's the part of the game that we haven't seen yet.
Sounds from training camp brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. That was head coach Dennis Allen talking about what he just explained, tackling. Yeah. And you, they're not doing that. They're thudding Bobby in practice.
Yeah. It's not close to tackling football, because you're playing tackle football. You have to actually tackle and take to the ground. The only position that it's kind of funny and is progressing where – I don't know. You might have to, like, if you think you're going to hit him, you just kind of ease into him, the quarterback. I mean, if you hit a quarterback, you can't tackle him to the ground because you finish in the hit, and they're going to throw a flag on you, which I think is ridiculous. Even when Drew Brees got hurt by Kentavious Street, I don't know. That was a good hit. That's a good tackle. You're not utilizing your helmet. You know, you can't hit him too low. You can't hit him too high. But really, when you think about looking at a position group, when you're talking about tackle football, okay, you want to see if running backs can break tackles, make people miss. Like, whoa, did you see that run? He broke five tackles, and he took it to the house. Well, you can't judge that in practice, because if you go up and just tag them, okay, they're down, and then you give them like an 8-yard gain or whatever, or what it came about. It was the same thing defensively. If you're a linebacker, that's one thing I think the Saints have taken pride in, and we have a good tackling secondary. Now, Marcus Williams got better. You know, he's off to a slow start.
At the cornerback spot,
we could tackle.
Yeah.
We could tackle, and that's why hopefully we don't have a game, because it can occur. You see them practicing on a tackling dummy, but it's not trying to hit a moving target. You know, you look at that also.
And I'm just telling you right now, Saturday is going to be it's going to be bad tackling. It's going to look bad.
Yeah, Chris, that's a stat you could take and utilize in the post game. Okay, then we have like six missed tackles, eight, whatever it might be, because
set the over and under at eight.
yeah, but because you could have games where when you're really in tune, boy, you know what? They got no yards after the catch. Because you're going to have
yards after contact either.
Yards after contact. That's what I was going to say. Is that, you know what? They blocked pretty good, but the first player had an opportunity to make that tackle. Boom. They went down. Boy, that's when you're excited about your scheme, what you're trying to do. And not because everybody could do their right run fit, their right gap control. And also, this hurt us against, like, the Eagles. A lot of times you see, okay, you have opportunity. It's your responsibility. But you got to make the play. All of a sudden, that four-yard gain turns into 20-plus yard because you didn't gap control. You didn't do your responsibility. And once you get past that first wave, it's like, whoo, gash. And so now you hope offensively you're able to exploit the defense the same way a defense is trying to stop you.
Prosper on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines and coquetry. Go ahead, Prosper. You're on WWL.
Good afternoon, guys. Little bit coquetry, work in Houma.
So Prosper, you must like to fish if you live in coquetry.
Coquetry is the fishing capital of the world.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
I do not fish.
Oh, what? You might be the only one. We'd say coquetry. You might be the only one that does.
You know what I like? I like Mother Nature down here. I like watching the seagulls.
All right.
I just finished throwing four sleeves of saltine crackers on the limestone road on redfish, so that
you're feeding the seagulls.
The seagulls could come eat. When they see my truck pull up,
oh, they know.
They all come and then they just start.
Man, you sound like the people I see on Lake Pontchartrain feeding the seagulls.
they know me and they love me. So anyway, I've got I live down here. I got a big boat shed, and I turned my boat shed, since I don't have a boat, into a big
a man cave.
And it's got all kind of sports memorabilia in it, and that's kind of what I was calling. You had me going earlier when y'all started talking. So, FYI, my favorite colors in the world are black and gold and scarlet and gold.
Okay.
Love me some Saints and love me some Marine Corps. I was a heavy machine gunner in the Marine Corps. Christian, hoorah.
Hoorah.
And we actually having a big get-together in Baton Rouge for our Desert Storm heavy gun machine gunners from Desert Storm on Saturday. So if you'd want to join us, you're more than welcome.
And I got to work Saturday. I got to work Saturday. Preseason game. So you were heavy guns? Okay. You were heavy guns?
A good gunner.
Guns, and actually, Chef John Besh was attached with us. He was part of our company.
Whoa.
I think he was an armorer. So
that's is that 0351 or is that a tow gunner?
No, we're 0331s.
31s, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, before I dive into what my call is about, y'all were talking about Mark Carrier. Y'all remember Gary Barbaro?
Yes, Gary Barbaro was at East Jefferson High School. He was in the band. And then all of a sudden, he goes to the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a Pro Bowler, a big old tall safety. He's actually we're gonna see if he's doing that this year. He was part of the fashion police. What I mean by that in the NFL, the dress code. So he was working at the Superdome and looking at both teams if they have the proper attire for the games, or you can get fined. But Gary Barbaro, I can tell you, was outstanding with the Kansas City Chiefs, amongst the best safeties in the NFL, but the Chiefs didn't want to pay him. But Prosper, you know who paid him? Donald Trump and the New Jersey Generals. So he goes to the New Jersey Generals, and he gets paid by Donald Trump. No, he was like, you want to talk about like top safety? You know how we talk about like Marcus May or Honey Badger? And look, Tyrann Mathieu played with the Chiefs. But the Chiefs fans, Tomahawk Chop, the Chiefs fans, they know who Gary Barbaro is. But you would talk about like a feel-good story. That's why you never know when it's going to click. He's at East Jefferson High School band. You might know more details than me, but all I know is he goes to Nicholls State and he's a stud, and he's a stud professional football player.
Prosper, anything else to add?
Yeah, you said he got a few.
Oh, no. funny. My boat shed is called the Warriors Club. So, Christian, I don't know if you have ever been to 29 Palms.
I have, but on the desert, in the desert.
Yeah, in the desert, there's a place called the Warriors Club. So I fashioned my man cave out of the Warriors Club.
I like
so
it.
I got a bunch of Warriors in here, and I want to just discuss a couple. And y'all could have one or two comments about them. But, Hoki Gajon led the league in rushing. You know, he's one of them.
Well, what he did was, I think the stat you might be looking at, he had the highest average per Saints player, like 5.5. Was that right, Christian?
Yes.
Yeah, as a Saints player prosper, I think what they still utilize, like in the media guide and what it is, it's look all the running back Saints history. Well, and you got to have like a limited, like at least 100 carries, whatever, averaging like 5.5 yards a carry. And, you know, if you average in 4.5 yards a carry every year and you're out, you're getting it done. So that's one thing. Didn't come any tougher than Hokie, for sure.
6.03 yards per carry. That's what he led. He was the highest in per carry that year. Chris Jackson, basketball, LSU.
Oh, Chris Jackson, I mean, he changed his name. My dad got mad because he changed his name.
Sharif Abdul.
Yeah.
Rahif.
But you were talking about had those nervous tics and all that. What do you call it? Like Tourette's?
Tourette syndrome.
Yeah. And
but, I might have it.
I think Christian at times, you don't even notice, I think Christian has some version of Tourette's. Because I say, man, is something wrong with your shoulder?
Yeah,
he doesn't even realize he's doing it. But no, talking about Chris Jackson, I still remember, I can't say his name right, Radu, Rahif, whatever. But talk about a shooter. You want to talk about one of the most accurate, like field goal percentage, just like free throws, just a shooter, a pure shooter in basketball in the history of the world. Just the history of the sport. I mean,
the level
that he shot at was unbelievable.
We're joking about Tourette's, but, you know, he was tortured by that in a good way. It made him a better basketball player. He said this because there were times he couldn't leave the court after practice until he heard the net pop a certain way on a swish. He couldn't.
Well, he switched a lot, I know that.
Sometimes he's out there shooting 200-300 basketballs. It had to be a certain way. Not a bank shot or just a swish. The net had to pop a certain way. Just like he spent, I think he said, and again, this is a documentary I haven't seen in a while, but it took him an inordinate amount of time to tie his shoe because he wanted to hear his laces make a certain noise. And he was also, look, he'd be in meeting rooms and all of a sudden out of the blue, he'd start,
whoop, whoop, whoop.
They
might say a few four-letter words and stuff.
It's terrible.
Just part of no. Just hey, all I know is he can shoot. Prosper, I can tell you, when you look at a pure shooter, you know, we look at Steph Curry, how he's changed the game, but ahead of his time, Chris Jackson. I still call him Chris Jackson. That's in my head, but one of the greatest basketball players in the history of the world is from Gulfport, Mississippi. I think that's where he grew up. I want to say that's where he went to high school and all, but from Gulfport, Mississippi. I mean, he was on a level that was like, he almost could blindfold him, and he probably could shoot 90% free throws.
Yeah.
He was that good.
Prosper, thanks for the phone call. Still to come, more sound from Saints head coach Dennis Allen along with Trevor Penning. K-Dog's dogs, though, are next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, Dennis, speaking of the running back position, and obviously the first game, is that maybe the mindset you'll kind of know? You know, you always keep him on a list like a Malcolm Brown. To give the more younger running backs the opportunity, like whether Zigbo or whether Abram Smith.
Well, yeah, look, certainly, you know, we got some guys that we really need to see. I mean, You mentioned Zigbo and Abram Smith. You know, those are guys that we want to be able to see. We want to be able to see, you know, Tony Jones get out there and carry the football. So, so yeah, I think that's a good competition that we got in that room, and we want to have an opportunity to kind of evaluate what those guys can do.
Saints coach Dennis Allen, sounds from training camp, brought to you by the Sound Banking at First American Bank. We'll get more from Trevor Penning and Coach Dennis Allen. Bobby, I got to get to the K-Dogs dogs.
Okay, yeah, before you get to that, though, we're talking about the running back position. You're not going to see Alvin Kamara.
No.
You're not, like, even Mark Ingram, they know what those guys can do. And the guy Malcolm Brown, that'd be, if we're ever in a bind, you dial him back up. But, no, they want to see what these young guys could do.
K-Dogs dogs, brought to you by Clear Claims Public Adjusters. Dajon Dixon, the guy we talked to earlier. Now, I'm not sitting here. I don't want to be misunderstood here, Bobby. I'm not sitting here saying he's going to make the 53-man roster. That's not what I'm saying. But he's done enough so far in camp. And he's got to continue to do this in the preseason and find a way to contribute on special teams as well. But when the ball's thrown his way, he comes down with it.
Yeah,
he's consistent.
He's
physical.
Yeah, he's caught the head coach's eye.
Uh-huh.
Dennis Allen said, yes, I've noticed 84. Like Merritt also.
My other dog is Ian Book. What? No, seriously.
Yep.
I was critical of Ian Book the first handful of practices. He looked like he wasn't processing information very well, very quickly. But now when James Winston went down, he was working with the twos, getting more reps.
Taking advantage of those reps.
Yeah, and I think he's building on something. And I think that's a positive in particular for that position group. Because remember now, 5 days into camp, I was making the argument the Saints could look to put him on the practice squad.
Right, right. And I still think that might be the case, but I think he's taking advantage of the opportunity. You know, it's in his best interest. Is that because all the tape you put out there, you hear the tape, the big guy in the sky don't lie. Well, every NFL team's going to see what he does against the Texans mm-hmm. when he's in there. So it might be like, you know what? I like the potential that Ian Book. So let's say the Saints cut him, put him on the practice squad, and they might take the approach, well, he's better than what we have on our roster, so let's bring him to our team.
Sure.
It's kind of like how we stole Taysom Hill from the Packers. The Packers, they said, like, okay, the roster moves. They're trying to slide him on the practice squad. The Saints seen Taysom Hill, what he did in preseason. They go, well, you know what? I think we need to, I don't know if Sean Payton can take credit for that, or whoever the scout was, but I tell you what, look at that move, stealing Taysom Hill from the Packers to come to the Saints.
Jimmy and Gretna, you'll help us close the show next here on Sports Talk on WWL. All right, back here on Sports Talk, Jimmy and Gretna. What's going on, Jimmy, on our Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines? You're on WWL.
Hey, how's it going? I know the show's almost over, guys. I'll make it quick. Hang up and listen to your response. Y'all might have brought this up earlier in the show. I think Charlie was saying, some LSU pundit was saying something about Miles Brennan running the third team for offense. I heard the same thing. Look, I'll just say this. I feel for the guy. I know he was considering transferring to Southern Miss. Didn't happen, you know. And then when I saw Brian Kelly, and look, I get it. Brian wants to compete now. He had some connection with this guy, Daniels, at Arizona State, who was a starter. And you don't leave a starting job, you know, maybe if it was like Morehead State, right, maybe to back up at LSU. You don't leave a starting job at Arizona State to come sit on the bench at LSU, you know, from, you know, because it is, you know, Pac-10, whatever, Pac-12, whatever it is. I just, when I saw that, I'm like, look, he's coming here just like when that Ogeron guy had Burrow come here. He made a promise to that guy. So I think, you know, I hope I'm wrong about this. I feel bad for Brennan. If I was Brennan's dad, I'd be upset.
Well,
Jimmy,
it ain't over. You're getting too like these young kids where you want stuff to be given to you. You have to earn it.
Brian Kelly's got a lot of players running that were starters a year ago that are running right with the twos and threes.
Right. So, Jimmy, you have to look at this. Jimmy, you got to look at this. I'm telling you. All you could do as a player, don't feel sorry for yourself and you back down. Oh, woe was me, the sky falling. You know what you need to do? Challenge yourself day in and day out and go compete. And did you win the day? Did you win the day? Okay, so the coaches don't know. You could go play by play with them when all said and done. So let's just say you have 20 practices. Okay, they
win 16 out of the 20.
Oh, yeah, 16 out of 20 or whatever, 18, whatever it might be. And then almost then the decision based on what occurred on the field, no politics involved, no promises, what occurred on the field, not like, oh, did you hurt my feelings? You told me when I transferred I'd be this and that. No, who won the job? when you actually competed in practice. That's how things should come about.
And that's how Brian Kelly wants it to come about. He's making guys. There's no assumption. It's just like Sean Payton used to say all the time, the depth chart is in pencil. It's not in permanent marker.
No, you just get an eraser, you put somebody else in there based on what you've done lately.
So
Jimmy, come on. Jimmy, I thought you were tougher than that. You were harder than that. You sound that was a soft statement. Oh, like I feel sorry. No, come on. You got to go there and compete and win the day.
Bobby, I want to close the show with this quote from AB. Antonio Brown, he was asked, and he posted the response on Twitter. He says, "My biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM." Well, I don't know if I should even say this word just because.
Well, you called him a cracker. Yeah. You could say that.
Okay. "Showing up to the Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet or throwing rocks at the UPS driver. And it definitely doesn't involve taking my shirt off and doing a victory lap around the Jets stadium mid-game while throwing up deuces. My biggest regret." Listen to this. Talk about fool yourself. AB goes on, "My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what that was like for you all to see something like that. Like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks." What?
What? Yeah, what? I mean, no.
He has lost his mind.
No, he's the craziest NFL player in the history of the game. No, he is whack. You talk about therapy. I don't know if he might be beyond therapy. No.
You liken yourself to the importance of Jesus Christ? Really delusional.
Or even the Beatles. The Beatles are worldwide. Antonio Brown, they don't know who you are in Europe. Come on. No, he's delusional. No, that guy is, no, he's the craziest professional football player ever.
All right, I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out. Bobby, do you think?
All right, bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat? Go Saints.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.